Unincorporated Services Committee meeting Wednesday, December 7th, 2016.
So good evening, everyone. Going to get underway. This evening's Unincorporated Services meeting.
No more sticker cards?
Wednesday, December 7th.
Just raise your hand.
Okay.
And our first item this evening is public comments. We have only one mic, so
Sit right here.
Rena's on the, she got a handle of the mic? Okay, so we have one mic that'll be, Karina will be handling it for us. And Tisa's over there at the table. She'll be timing people, so you'll have 3 minutes to make your comments. So for public comment, you can comment on anything that's not on the agenda this evening that is of relevance to the Board of Supervisors. So I'll give the mic to Karina and people can make your comments.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Good evening, Supervisor. A couple things very quickly. This Board of Supervisor Miley and Supervisor Chan, San Lorenzo area and the Castro Valley area have been well served for generations by full service financial institutions. The Ashland Cherryland area in recent history, not so much. Is there any effort underway that you're aware of to return full service financial institutions to the Ashland Cherryland area? And if not, why not? And my second, if I may, judging by what happened in Oakland over the weekend, the tragedy in Oakland, the county has an unfortunate history, most of it driven, when you hear from code enforcement and building inspection, driven from the Board of Supervisors, to overlook reports of overlook reports of illegal housing units. Often converted basements, garages, garden-shaped buildings, and backyards, and that sort of thing. All of which have the potential, maybe not for that significant loss of life, but any loss of life is significant. Can we ask, in view of recent events, that is refocusing the need for the abatement, not just the toleration, but the abatement of illegal housing units, or in the as an alternative, forcing property owners to make them habitable and safe. Can we expect something to change in the county? Thank you very much.
Thank you. I'd like to talk about the incident in Oakland. At least 36 lives were lost in this place that was generally referred to as the ghost ship. That has caused some people to say we need more inspectors. We don't need more inspectors. We just need more inspectors. We need to hear with inspectors who are mentally retarded and are fishing for any table bribes. For instance, on my block, there was a tree that for 15 years had been dropping heavy branches. One of these days, one of those falling heavy branches is going to kill somebody. Every time I talk to Public Works about it, they insist it's a safe tree. And I'll put this in writing and sign it. I think they're fishing for a table bribe. I don't think they're going to do anything about that tree unless they see even on the table bribe. Otherwise, they'll stay there. I even talked to a newspaper reporter about it. She told me she has talked to other people who have the same problem with trees in their neighborhood. Trees that dropped heavy branches, Public Works has refused to do anything about it. She herself said she thinks there's a high chance Public Works is looking for under table bribes. And if they don't get their under table bribes, nothing will get fixed. And as I said, I'll put that in writing and sign it. Oh, by the way, I used to work at Fairmont Highland Hospitals. They, again, were obviously largely run on under table bribes. In fact, one of the women who used to work as a clerk for she was working as a clerk for the nurses. She told me she had previously worked in the county department. She told me two of the big shots in the county were each doing at least $2 million a year. Obviously, if she'd gone public with that, she would have probably been murdered. They would have called it a suicide. But I mean, I'm sure a lot of the members of the Board of Supervisors and the DA's office and the county council's office will insist it's impossible. Ha, 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 ha. They have no idea what they're talking about.
Hi, I'm Carol Beer. I live in the Roofingwell Mobile Home Park, and I have a couple of, or at least definitely one. The owners of our park, they're paying.
That item is on the agenda, so can we wait
for us to get to that? Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that part.
Right now, we're still on public comment.
I
Any other public comment? All right, so since it's public comment, it's not on the agenda, so we can't take any action or anything on these matters, but we will schedule a report on abatement of illegal units and code enforcement of planning conditions and things like that, just so people get a sense of that. The public might hear things that are said here or elsewhere. You understand that everything that's said might not necessarily be true, so just take it with a grain of salt. Some things people say is kind of outlandish. I'm not necessarily saying somebody here said something that's outlandish. You can make that decision on your own. But we'll have a report back on at least the matter of abatement of illegal units and things of that nature. Okay. So our first item for action this evening is the mobile home rent stabilization ordinance. And we'll turn it over to the staff for that.
Good evening. Thank you. Tonight we're going to bring back to you again the mobile home. I'm going to have a hard time doing this. I'm going to read it from here. Tonight we're bringing back to you again the mobile home park rent stabilization ordinance. My presentation will be approximately 10 minutes long and will cover background issues and proposed ordinance for your consideration. Alameda County's mobile home space rent stabilization ordinance was enacted in 1990 and had not been updated or reviewed since before our current process began. That was 25 some years. Over the course of a couple of years, supervisor staff as well as HCD staff received numerous resident complaints regarding the maximum rent decrease, and as a result, HCD was requested to review the ordinance. Over the past 13 months, staff has conducted research, has taken public comment, has held several stakeholder meetings, and has conducted a series of resident and owner meetings regarding this issue. Supervisor Miley also attended a tour of parks on May 20th of 2015. The supervisor toured Chetwood Crest, Wishing Well, Wagon Wheel, Avalon, Fuchsia Court, and Paradise Mobile Home Parks. He was accompanied by staff from his and Supervisor Chan's office, HCD staff, a representative from the Western Manufacturer Housing Communities Association and the mobile home park owners of Chetwood Crest, Wagon Wheel, and Wishing Well mobile home parks. There were no residents on that tour. From January 2015 to March of 2016, we've held 14 public hearings. The ordinance took place in front of multiple county bodies, the Board of Supervisors, the Unincorporated Services Committee, the Transportation and Planning Committee, the Planning Commission, the Castro Valley Municipal Advisory Committee, and the Housing and Community Development Advisory Committee. In addition to those public meetings, we've held numerous amounts of stakeholder meetings. There were essentially 10, five with the owners and five with the residents, and those happened between April and December of 2015. To focus on the current ordinance itself, the current ordinance is, it allows rents to go up to 5% every year. It allows park owners to appeal for higher increases, but provides no details on how to evaluate such requests. Since 1990, there's only been one request to increase space rents above the 5%. The county's current ordinance includes strict vacancy control, which means that even if there is a vacancy in the park, the rents can only be raised by the same 5%. The current ordinance also does not provide for data collection, so as a result, HCD had no information about current or past space rent increases in the parks, and we didn't know what the actual increase rent increase rate at which those at those parks in this process. We couldn't figure that out, and owners did not have that data kept over a long period of time to share with us. We were able to determine the maximum amount that was allowed. And we heard from many residents at some parks that yes, they had gone up, and we heard from residents at other parks that no, it had not gone up that amount. As a result, we've asked for as much data as we could from the different residents and park owners by conducting a survey. Next. Next slide. In our research, we found that there are 19 mobile home parks in unincorporated Alameda County with approximately 630 spaces. That is significantly different than most of the other jurisdictions in Alameda County. Countywide, there are 7 cities that have mobile home parks: Fremont, Hayward, Livermore, Oakland, Pleasanton, San Leandro, and Union City. 4 of these, Fremont, Hayward, Pleasanton, and Union City, have mobile home rent stabilization ordinances besides the unincorporated counties. Overall, in California, 95 jurisdictions have rent control ordinances. This chart shows all the Alameda County jurisdictions that have mobile home parks, whether they have rent stabilization ordinances, their total number of parks and spaces, as well as their smallest parks, largest parks, and average size parks. You can see here on the top, unincorporated Alameda County, we have 19 parks. We only have 622 spaces. Our smallest park is 8, and our biggest park is 86, and our average size is 33. You look at Fremont and Hayward, they each have way more spaces, but they have fewer parks. And so it's really important to recognize economies of scale when you start talking about 3 parks with essentially, 244 average space, but 3. I think that number is wrong. It's not 3,000 spaces. Jennifer, do you remember? It should be 370, sorry. I'm not sure. No, it should be 732 total units, sorry. But in any case, Hayward at 2,000, you can really see that there's a difference in how these parks can be run when ours are so small. The next chart shows the average allowable annual change in space rents in the unincorporated county compared to the other jurisdictions within the county, as well as the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, and the percentage change that Social Security cost of living over the same period of time. As we have discussed in previous presentations and as detailed in the staff report, Fremont allows the greater of 60% of CPI, 3% of rent, or $10 a month. Union City allows the lesser of 90% of CPI, or 7% of rent. Hayward allows 60% of CPI, and Pleasanton allows 100% of CPI. These are significantly different than our 5%. From 1990 to 2014, these ordinances would have allowed the annual change detailed in the chart and in the middle column, and the average annual chart from 2010 to 2014 as detailed in the right-hand column, as compared to the CPI and Social Security increases. As a reminder, these are the annual possible increases in rent. This is not what the park owners actually did, and we don't know exactly what all of the park owners did. Not all of the park owners responded to our request for information, and so we really don't know what happened to most of them. This chart expands on the previous chart and shows the maximum allowable cumulative